Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 28th.
I mean, I did when I came in on Monday morning. You celebrate with your family and everything for that big win that we had. It was an awesome game that we'll remember forever. We're not done. I mean, we're trying to go out there and win the AFC Championship and then try to get to the Super Bowl. We understand that this is a great football team we're going up against. They've already beat us once this year. If we don't give everything we have in preparation during the week, then we're not going to win at the end of the week. So I kind of turned the page quickly, and I'm ready to go. Just try to keep getting better every single day.
After such an impressive win in the divisional round over the Buffalo Bills, it's almost somehow hard to move on to the AFC Championship game with the Cincinnati Bengals, who actually just beat the Chiefs back in Week 17. Thankfully, Patrick Mahomes has had a much cooler head than the rest of us lately, and he immediately dove right into the Bengals' preparation on Monday morning, while most of us were still flying high off that 13-second Grim Reaper game. That's typical for Mahomes and this Chiefs team, though. You don't host four straight AFC Championship games by overlooking anyone in the playoffs, and the Chiefs are certainly locked into Cincinnati. The last loss that the Chiefs had came against this Bengals team, and every Chiefs fan in Kansas City is well aware they gave up 266 yards and 3 touchdowns to rookie superstar Ja'Marr Chase. While it could be argued the Bengals may have had an easier road to get to this game than the Chiefs, they're not a team to be overlooked given how well Joe Burrow has performed so far this season and postseason. Both teams come into this contest relatively healthy and ready to put on another show in the playoffs. Chief safety Tyrann Mathieu was listed as a full participant in Thursday's practice. He's still in the concussion protocol, but it's trending in the right direction for him to play at Arrowhead on Sunday.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, they all three of them trust each other, and that's important. They kind of have that innate ability to know where the guy's going to be against whatever leverage the defender has on him. So I appreciate that. And it's a fluid game, so you're going to have to make adjustments. You're going to have to do it with routes where you have to – it's not going to be perfect. Like you might see with a card that you've drawn up, and the other team's playing too. And so you have to maneuver around, and it sure helps to have that chemistry when teams are showing you a bunch of different looks.
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both talked about the final drive and ad-libbing following Sunday's win over the Bills, and NFL Films confirmed it when they dropped the mic'd-up audio of Kelce telling Tyreek Hill which direction he should run and Mahomes which part of the field he was going to be open on depending on the look they got from the Bills. Andy Reid downplayed the improvising a little bit when he met with the media this week, saying it doesn't happen as often as you'd think. While that's probably true, the idea they do it at all, especially in the biggest situations of the game, is unbelievable. It speaks to the chemistry between Mahomes and Hill and Kelce. Those three names will one day be immortalized at Arrowhead Stadium and then later in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, and we're lucky enough right now to be able to enjoy it and watch it unfold in real time right here in these years in Kansas City.
I think it's a little bit of a couple things. First off, I've been in some of these situations before now. I've played in some big games and had to make some comebacks, and I know I have the teammates to do it. So, I mean, I know that what it takes to go out there and find a way to win. And then I think just preparation. I mean, we prepare for those moments throughout the whole entire season with Coach Eric Bieniemy, and he puts us in situations where we have to execute at a high level and not favorable situations. And so I think preparation and then experience definitely helps you in those moments.
It doesn't get much more high pressure than 13 seconds left on the clock in the NFL playoffs, and you got to drive all the way down the field to get in field goal range with time for two plays. That's what Patrick Mahomes did, though, and it feels like his entire postseason career so far has been leading him to that moment. According to ESPN Stats and Info, the Chiefs are 3-1 with Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs when their win probability drops below 5%. The rest of the NFL is 1-38 since 2018. To put it simply, nobody else does that. Those three wins are over the Houston Texans down 24-0, the Super Bowl against the 49ers down 10 points with 7 minutes left, and Sunday's win over the Buffalo Bills. We've seen Tom Brady produce in countless clutch situations throughout his storied career, and it feels like somehow Mahomes is raising the bar on what performing under pressure truly stands for.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in some pretty loud stadiums. I've played in a couple SEC stadiums. Arrowhead's pretty loud. I don't think you can get around that. And I'm sure it'll be pretty loud this weekend. They're a great football team. They're coming in trying to win a big football game. But I'm glad we're at Arrowhead and we have a chance to use our crowd to our advantage on trying to find a way to get a win.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow played in some of the biggest football stadiums in the country during his time at LSU. It's no secret the SEC crowds are monstrous and those stadiums are raucous atmospheres. Maybe that experience does prepare him for playing at a stadium like Arrowhead, which he has yet to do so far in his NFL career. But we witnessed as Arrowhead's crowd affected the Bills in last week's game, and we know it's the loudest stadium in the NFL. Burrow has shown that he can stay cool, calm, and collected with the best of them, even taking 9 sacks against the Titans last week and managing to make throws when they most needed them despite being under pressure all day. No one is doubting Burrow's confidence, but one thing we'll never do is doubt how loud Arrowhead Stadium can be during another AFC title game, and we're sure that the crowd will have an impact on Sunday.
It's just one of those things. Everybody was like, oh, man, it's 13 seconds, and probably thinking the game over, turning the TV off and doing those things. But we work and execute those things, and I'm looking at 13 seconds like, man, they gave us this much time to go down the field, so let's just go do it. And, man, we walking out there just as cool, calm, as collected as we possibly can be. I've been in multiple situations, from young to now, and now it's just that's just one of those things. Go out there and win the game. It's either win or go home, and we know what we needed to do.
We know there were a lot of Chiefs fans around Kansas City and the entire country who weren't quite as confident as this team was with only 13 seconds left on the clock against the Bills. The culture in that locker room is so impressive that every single person on that team looked at the clock and they thought, they left too much time, while the rest of us were sweating a little bit. Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back from injury was also extremely impressive for this Chiefs offense. He's truly found a rhythm with Jerick McKinnon as their pass catcher, Clyde coming in to get carries when they need the tougher runs. CEH returned to the lineup and only carried the ball 7 times, but turned it into 60 yards for a whopping 8.6 yards per carry. Clyde acknowledged they don't look at the backfield as someone should start over someone else, but they are a room together and a unit who works together to make each other better and try to win football games. The entire atmosphere that's been built around winning with this ball club is why 13 seconds is simply too much time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we need all of our guys. It was took us a little bit by surprise, obviously, when Tyron got hurt early. We did have a package. We were going to do something a little bit different, that we had to throw the thing completely out. That we had, especially for Buffalo. So that set us back a little bit. But then, you know, it's like we've always said, right? Somebody's got to step up, and the guys did that. We didn't play, you know, nearly the defense we wanted to when it was all said and done, but we navigated through it. And fortunately for us, our offense made some plays, and we're still playing football.
With Tyrann Mathieu probable to return and start on Sunday for the Chiefs, they're walking into Arrowhead Stadium with some confidence. It was interesting to hear from Spags this week about the packages they had planned for the Honey Badger against the Buffalo Bills, and they had to toss him out the window after he left with a concussion, only playing 7 snaps. If you go back and watch early in the game, it does appear they do plan to utilize Mathieu more as a slot cornerback, which is something he has done at different times throughout his NFL career. He's one of the best cover safeties in the game, and that's part of what makes him such a versatile defender. With him back on the field Sunday, we'd expect to see the Badger helping lock down these talented Bengals pass catchers.
Yeah, Adam, certainly the talent and speed and the catch radius and all that. And I just think one of the things that we found out, you know, firsthand is that, you know, their quarterback and that receiver really work well together. They know each other real well. Obviously, the time together at LSU makes a difference, and you can see it in the confidence in the way they play, and those two together are a dynamic duo, no question about it.
Before their Week 17 game, Steve Spagnuolo mentioned that Joe Burrow reminded him of a young Tom Brady. While Burrow is still looking to pile up the accolades, like Brady, he's done nothing but impress in his first 2 years in the NFL. The Bengals won their first playoff game in over 30 years, and he's got them to the AFC title in only his second season as a starter. Sound familiar? There's a 0% chance the Chiefs underestimate the Burrow to Chase connection this time around, and we know Spags will dial up some pressure against that offensive line. The Chiefs sacked Burrow 4 times in the last contest, and the Bengals gave up a playoff record 9 sacks against the Tennessee Titans. The reason they won that game is because Burrow's calm demeanor never wavered, and the Chiefs know he won't be shaken. So it's on this defense to hold up in round 3 as they look to make a 3rd straight Super Bowl. And we'll see what happens in that AFC title game. I know you're juiced up. That's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Red Friday, January 28th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's another show and BK on the Chiefs as they preview this game. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for another edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.